Welcome to Torah Timecha HaTorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, for Parshas Bahar B'chul Kosai, we read from the HaTorah in Sefer Yirmiyahu, beginning in chapter 16, verse 19, and continuing through chapter 17, verse 14. A relationship can look intact on the outside. There may be words, routines, even shared responsibilities. But without love, it's dry, hollow, dead. What remains might be technically there, but spiritually lifeless. The roots hold on, but the water that once sustained them is gone. Parshas B'chul Kosai presents blessings and curses in stark, unforgettable terms. If we walk with Hashem, we are promised overflowing good. If we turn away, we face devastation. These were to be proclaimed on Har Gerizim and Har Evel, dramatizing the eternal choice placed before us, a life of connection and closeness, or a life of distance, emptiness, and collapse. Our Haftorah echoes this theme, but it shifts the focus inward. Yirmiyahu tells us, Arur ha-gever asher yivtach ba-adam, Umin Hashem yesor libo, Baruch hagever, ayefsher yivtach b'Hashem. Cursed is the person who trusts in man and turns his heart away from Hashem. Blessed is the person who trusts in Hashem and whose trust is in Hashem. Again, we're presented with two paths, curse and blessing, desolation, vitality. But Yirmiyahu isn't just talking about action. He's guiding us deeper, all the way to our heart. In the opening verses of our Haftorah, he speaks in a deeply personal tone. Hashem uzi uma'uzi, umenusi biyom tzara. Hashem, you are my strength, my fortress, my refuge on the day of trouble. These are not just words of belief, they are words of relationship, of emotional reliance, of a lived connection. Yirmiyahu testifies to his experience of Hashem not as a concept, but as a source of grounding and love. And then the tone shifts sharply. Chatas Yehuda ksuva be'et barzel, b'tziporin shamir, churasha aluach libam. The sin of Yehuda is written with an iron pen, engraved with a diamond tip, etched onto the tablet of their hearts. This isn't about superficial disobedience. The tragedy isn't just what they do, it's what they love, what they're loyal to. The sin is not external, it's internal. Their hearts are full, but full of all the wrong things, because the human heart was made for love, and so it doesn't remain empty. If we don't fill it with awe, love, longing, and trust in Hashem, it will search for something else. Avodah Zarah, idol worship, is not just bowing to a statue. It's attaching ourselves, our longing, our fears, our identity, to something that is not God. We see this all around us today. The human need for meaning, connection, and transcendence doesn't disappear. It just gets redirected. And so we try to fill the void with whatever is available. Success, image, consumption, entertainment, distraction. For some, it's substances or addictive behaviors. For others, it's endless scrolling, productivity, or even perfectionism. But all of these are symptoms of the same underlying hunger, a heart that aches for something real, something holy, and doesn't know where to turn. Like in Yirmiyahu's time, the tragedy is not just the behaviors we fall into. It's the disoriented heart that no longer feels its anchor in Hashem. In Yirmiyahu's time and in ours, the external acts of sin are symptoms. The real illness is disconnection, a spiritual numbness that leaves us reaching for substitutes, a heart that's supposed to house Hashem, now engraved with other loves. The solution isn't just to stop sinning. It's to rekindle the relationship, to turn the heart back towards its source, To restore Hashem as our source, our refuge, the one we run to in fear and in joy. Because when our hearts are truly full of Hashem, there's no room for anything else. That's why the imagery in our Haftorah is so powerful. The person who trusts in man is described as ka'arar ba'arava, like a lone shrub in the desert, cut off, withered, unable to perceive good even when it comes. And the one who trusts in Hashem is ke'etz shasul almayim, a tree planted by water, rooted, nourished, vibrant, never ceasing to bear fruit. And then, chapter 17, verse 13, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, kol ozvecha yevoshu. Hashem is the mikvah of Yisrael. All who abandon you will be ashamed. Most commentaries read mikvah here as hope. This fits beautifully with the message of the Haftorah. We don't trust in human strength, in alliances, in idols. We place our hope in Hashem, the one who holds our future. But Rabbi Akiva hears something deeper. In Gemara Yuma, he teaches, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitaharam umi mitahar eschem, avicham shabashamayim, shene'emar v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim v'tiartem, ve'omer mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikveh mitahar es hatmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitahar es Yisrael. Fortunate are you, Israel, before whom do you become pure, and who purifies you? Both your Father in heaven, as it says, I will sprinkle pure waters upon you, and you shall be purified. And it also says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, just as a mikveh purifies the impure, so too does the Holy One, blessed be He, purify Israel. Rabbi Akiva is revealing something stunning. Hashem is not only our hope, He is also our mikvah. He is the place we go when we need to be made new, when we are lost, confused, parched, and long to return to life, to connection. If the arar, the desert shrub, is the symbol of isolation and spiritual dryness, then Hashem as mikvah is its opposite. Immersion, transformation, restoration. This one line, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, expresses the theme of the entire Haftorah. We're not just being given a list of consequences, blessings versus curse. We're being shown a path out, a way to move from hearts etched with sin to hearts immersed in love, from exile into love. From a parched desert to flowing waters. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. He is our hope, yes, but He is also our mikvah. He doesn't just wait for us to change. He is the very place we go to become changed. And ultimately, a relationship without love is like a tree without water. It may have the appearance of life, but it is dry and fragile, unable to flourish. Love is the driving force that brings life, our connection with Hashem. It is what fills the heart so fully that there is no room for emptiness or false substitutes. When our hearts are immersed in the living waters of love, the waters of the mikvah, we find renewal, strength, and a joy that endures. This is the deep, transformative relationship that Yirmiyahu invites us to reclaim, a relationship of trust, hope, and above all, love. Thank you for learning together.